You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
So having a brand strategy is something that's going to separate you from your competition, number one. And number two, which I think is the most important, it brings you consistent revenue. And I can say that until you have a solid brand strategy, it's really, really difficult to generate that revenue with consistency. So today I'm going to break down the basic brand strategy framework that I've learned from talking to thousands of podcasters, thousands of entrepreneurs, millionaires, top business owners, authors, coaches, speakers over the last 7 years. What's good, people? I'm Coach Chris. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before I get started, make sure you pre-order your copy of The Business of Podcasting right now. It's not really just a book for podcasters, man. It's for content creators overall as well. If you want to make money in this online thing, you want to build your brand and stuff, you got to check out the book. Go and pre-order it now. I'm giving away a masterclass when you pre-order your copy as well. The official release date is still May 28th, so make sure you pre-order your copy, man. Go and get it right now. Prices are going up on everything. All right, so if you're building your personal brand, you want to have a solid foundation. Everything starts at the bottom. If you don't do the beginning part right, it's really, it's honestly impossible. I want to just say impossible to scale your personal brand to where you're getting opportunities, you're making money, you know, your business is running smoothly. It is damn near impossible. You can't do it if the foundation is not correct. And for me, for my personal branding framework, the foundation of all of it are the problems that you solve, the solutions you provide to the world. I don't care how great your marketing is, how amazing your offer is, none of that stuff matters. If you're not solving a key problem, you can't go anywhere. The problem is the basic of everything. Now, it's important to start with this because that's what helps you stand out. And that really determines the market that you're in, the kind of content you should be creating. Like, it determines a lot based on the problem that you solve. So you have to set the foundation correctly. And the best way to do this is to think about what problem can you solve now? Now, I do think every entrepreneur should start off and have kind of a learning phase where you spend at the very least 6 months learning about the problem that you're going to solve. For example, if you woke up today and said, I'm going to be a copywriter, I want to help female entrepreneurs with their copywriting. Perfect. Okay. Now, you know, you're helping people with their copy. That's the problem. But how much do you know about that problem? Are you well versed in it? Do you have a lot of experience? I think it's best to go with a problem that you are well aware of, that you have some solutions for already. You have some experience kind of solving, because that kind of sets you up to where it's easier for you to learn and grow in that space. It's really difficult when you say, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, and then you jump out there and try to do something you know nothing about. That's really hard. Like, if you've never done any landscaping, you've never done anything when it comes to the yard work or none of that, you never did anything, but you say, I'm going to start this business where I'm doing landscaping, it's going to be really hard for you because you've never been in that field. You have a lot to learn. You don't know what tools to buy. You don't know what to charge when you are providing a service. You probably don't even know how to complete the service. The absolute best thing you can do is really be patient with this part. When you're figuring out that problem you're going to solve, I would say give yourself at least 3 months. Even if you do know what the problem is, you need to learn more and more about that problem. And this is where I do my research. I like to find blog posts, podcast episodes, YouTube videos to just learn. I just want to learn, just consume more and more info about this specific problem that people are facing. Because before I develop any product, any service, any content, anything, I got to make sure I know what the hell I'm talking about. For me personally, I think it's easier to grow your brand and kind of evolve. You've done this work. And I truly believe the reason why most people don't grow at the level they want to is they've never done this work of just sitting there and researching. I mean, literally for months, not a couple of days, not a couple of weeks, for months, just months of researching. Before I started doing podcast coaching, I was talking to podcasters for free for 2 years. I did free coaching for 2 years before I charged a dime. And I don't mean like every now and then. I mean for 2 years straight, like I was on the phone every day with a new podcaster. I was listening to 5 new shows every day. I made it part of my lifestyle because I knew in the long run, I want to be a staple in the podcast community. I want to be somebody that podcasters can come to learn from, to talk to, and all of that stuff. Therefore, I was willing to take that time to do the work. And the research period is something you can't skip because you expose yourself when you skip it, right? You start talking about things you don't know anything about. You don't have the answers to questions when you're asked. Now the community doesn't trust you as much. It's just so many layers. It backfires a lot when you skip the learning process. So step one in this framework is to understand what problem you solve and then learn more and more about that problem. Now, step two, and this is probably the most important when it comes to online business, you gotta have a content strategy. Now, I know everybody loves to say do blogging or videos or podcasts. My preference is for you to do whatever you can do consistently. For me, it's very easy to record 2 solo videos a week, 2 podcast interviews, and even another extra episode, newsletters, all of that stuff. It's easy. I can plan it out the week before, start my production, do my editing, scheduling, all of that. That is easy for me. So much so now, I even post on Instagram nonstop. Follow us at the Personal Branding Playbook. But I don't think everybody should start a YouTube channel. I don't think everybody should start a podcast. Because if you can't be consistent with it, don't waste your time trying it. You're only going to put effort into it and then immediately stop, right? Before you can get results, you're going to quit. That's what happens to a lot of people. Like in 2020, when quarantine started, a ton of people, like literally thousands and thousands, a couple million people actually, launched podcasts. And now the average number of episodes that a podcast has is 7. Because most of those people started shows and they realized, man, this is really hard. I can't keep up with this. I'm not making money from day one. And then they quit. I remember looking for microphones and they were all sold out. All the headphones were sold out because so many people were starting podcasts. And again, those same people have now quit and they've stopped podcasting. So I don't believe you need to do any specific type of content, but you need to have 2 types of content, long and short form. Now, on one side, we got long form content, which could be a long blog post. It's like 3,000 words, a video like this, where it's maybe 10 to 15 minutes. And obviously, yes, that is long for a video, because if you watch a full video that's 15 minutes, then you're a true supporter. I appreciate you. If you do that for me, I appreciate you. Another one, obviously, is podcast episodes. If you can get somebody to listen to a 45 minute episode, you have an amazing, amazing audience. That's long form content. Now we have short form too. I think the most popular right now would be Reels on Instagram, obviously TikTok videos. I would even say Threads on Twitter. I consider that to be short form content because it doesn't have a long lifespan, right? Like it can kind of die off quickly on Twitter because so much is happening all the time. It's fast. So you got to choose one from both sides and then just stick to it. That's it. Choose one from both sides and then execute. Now, again, I'm going to give you my perspective. The easiest to do is a YouTube video that's a long form video that's 15 minutes. And then you can take that one piece of content and make all the other pieces of content that I mentioned. You can take that 15 minute video and transcribe it for the blog, post a video on YouTube, post the audio on the podcast. Now, instead of having one long form piece of content, you have 3. All right, you done covered that side already. It is super fast, super easy. Now on this side, you can now take that same video, chop it up. Now you have a 1 minute reel. You can take 3 or 4 clips from the same video and you can post those once a week, right? That's something I'm planning on doing, is taking clips like this and literally breaking it up to where instead of it's a 15 minute video, I have maybe 5 minutes of that and I put it on Instagram. I put it on TikTok in 1 minute segments over the span of like a month. Right. So now I can post content every single day from the same video. Right. Well, I would say every week because I don't want to stale out the content or whatever. But that's the kind of approach you have to have. And I would say that that's an advanced strategy. If you're in the beginning, don't try to do that. If you're in the beginning of your entrepreneurial journey, do not try to repurpose content. It's super popular because it is beneficial. It actually is pretty easy to do. If you have not found your way yet, if you haven't found the style of content that you like, if you haven't found your social platform you're going to use, you do not need to be focused on making a ton of content. No, One long form, one short. That is it. I would suggest you being consistent with that. Like, literally post whenever you say you're going to post. If it's going to be, you know, one long form piece of content a week and then three short form pieces of content a week. If you're going to do that, that's fine. But be consistent with that first for like 3 months. Now, I know you're saying, wow, that's a long time. I understand it is, but that's going to show you different tools you can use. You're going to learn a lot during the process. You'll build your skill. Like, your video editing in the beginning, it's going to take you like 3 hours. It's exhausting. But then you realize after like a month, it goes from 3 hours to like an hour and a half. And another month, it goes down to like 45 minutes. Like, it moves really, really fast. You develop these skills over time. So I think you have to avoid falling into that entrepreneur bubble of trying to do everything all at once, super fast. That's not going to help you actually get the result that you want, because you don't know what you don't know yet. It's a lot of unknown unknowns. Now I'm here to help you. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and the Personal Branding Playbook, the podcast. I'm going to give you all the tools and the strategies and everything, but you don't want to rush this process and make it hard on yourself. In the beginning, focus on one long form piece of content per week. And then I would say maybe three short form pieces of content a week. That should be enough. For 3 months, that's enough. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is the social aspect. I do believe that social media is important. I believe that, especially because we're still getting to the point where events are happening again. People are flying and stuff. Like, I would normally say it's a balance between going to live and in-person events and then using social. But right now, I still believe you should have social at the forefront. But when you're using social, and this is, again, a part of the framework, find one social platform that will be your primary platform and then have a second as like your backup. I say this because when I started in this online thing, I used Twitter. And I loved Twitter at that time because it was great. This is when entrepreneur Twitter was like popular and you could meet other business owners. Everybody was selling something. People were writing threads and stuff all the time. And it was great. It was a real community feeling at that point. And that's what helped me grow as an entrepreneur. I met a lot of other business owners that were smarter than me. They knew more than I did. So being around them, consuming their content, and then putting out my own content helped me connect with their audiences and then grow mine too. So having Twitter as my main social platform was the best thing I could have done 5-6 years ago. Now, I will say Twitter isn't at the top of my list now. Like, it's just not up there at all, but it's still a valuable platform. Most importantly, what you need to do here is choose one that you can be present on consistently. I mean, you post content, you engage with people, you connect with other winners on that platform. Like, that is the most important thing if you want to grow. What will help you grow the fastest anywhere is connecting with other people that are winning in that space. Provide them with some value, build that relationship, and they're going to put you on. No, you're not going to get every follower that they have. But if somebody follows them for health and wellness advice, and you also talk about health and wellness, but maybe from a different perspective in a different way, now they might follow you. That person may sell workouts, but the audience may want, some people may want your workouts because you present it in a different way. You have a different teaching style. So don't look at competition on social as competition, because most of the time they aren't. You should be serving a different audience. And even if you are serving the same audience, still collaborate with that person. I'm telling you, it just works. Right now, my social platform is Instagram, because I found that Instagram is really, really valuable. If you post the reels and stuff, your account is going to blow up like that. Like, immediately. And then it also allows you to connect with a ton of business owners. Like, I focused on Twitter for so long, I really ignored Instagram. I didn't use it a ton, but now I'm back over there interacting and engaging. And I've even connected with people for some events and stuff. Some I'll be speaking at, some I'm going as an attendee. And I see Instagram as valuable for my brand and what I'm doing now. Me wanting to set up my business and run even more on autopilot, I can make that happen more so on Instagram than I could Twitter. Now, I do think TikTok is up there. It's really, really valuable if you want to grow really fast. I would say LinkedIn is still valuable if you're in a professional space. Facebook isn't as valuable anymore because they have so many different changes going on. There's so much happening with Facebook. It's just not, I'm sorry, but any platform where they tell you you can post content, only 1% of your audience is going to see it. Just wow. Like, at least I know with Instagram, people that don't even follow me are going to see my content. So I can appreciate that. But with Facebook, if you're not running a group or a part of groups, don't waste your time there. But again, with this whole social thing, only choose two platforms. You have a main platform where you spend 80% of your time and a secondary with 20%. So that's the personal branding framework. From my perspective, it's what I did a couple years ago to get me where I am now. And it's massively, massively helping me propel myself to the next level. Next week, I'm going to get into more kind of the brand pillars and how you can build those out. But if you have any questions until then, if you are listening to this on the podcast, I appreciate you so much, man. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Personal Branding Playbook. Yes, the full name. Subscribe on the YouTube channel, Personal Branding Playbook. Send any questions you have, put them in the comments below. And again, make sure you pre-order your copy of The Business of Podcasting. I have a link down below. Pre-order your copy now. We're releasing on May 28th. I'm super excited, man. Thank you for being here. I'll see you next time.
Woodhouse offers confidence as your trusted auto partner. With 18 brands and 16 convenient full-service dealerships, you can easily shop the latest models, discover a pre-owned vehicle that meets your list of must-haves, or conveniently maintain your current vehicle. And our knowledgeable and local team is ready to help, providing you the solutions to get you on the road faster, whether online at woodhouse.com or in person. Experience the difference with Woodhouse, a trusted auto partner since 1975.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.